Hi friends, it has been a minute. So hello, welcome back to the Retail Queen podcast. I am so excited you are here because I am so excited to be here. I have been in a funk for a little bit, and that is why I have not recorded a podcast. And you know, I don't just get on here and record podcasts just for the heck of it. Like, when I record a podcast, I have something to say, I have something to teach, I have people to inspire, and I was not feeling inspired. So like, I didn't want to get on and record a podcast of me just talking about random stuff. So hello, welcome back. If you are feeling like you're in a funk right now, or you have been, then hi, you are not alone. I was in a funk too. And what that means for me is basically I was just rolling through the motions every day, just doing like action stuff in my boutique, not really like dreaming, not really feeling creative. Oh, and I wasn't doing stuff that lit a fire in my belly. Do you guys know that feeling of like, when you get really inspired and you're like, oh my God, there is a fire in my belly. It's kind of like butterflies, but it's like, you know, I don't even know how to describe it. If you've had that feeling before, let me know, because a lot of entrepreneurs, business people, dreamers, they get that feeling in their belly when something is just like falling into place and you're just like, oh my God, I am so inspired right now. I am creating and this is the best thing ever. Do you know what I mean? I mean, oh my gosh, I love that feeling. And I haven't had that feeling in a while. So for those of you that don't know, I actually struggle with anxiety and depression. I was actually diagnosed with depression at 12 years old. They put me on medicine. I went to therapy. You know, even before that age, I feel like that I did struggle with anxiety way before that too. Just as a kid, with an alcoholic father who was not present. My parents were still married, but he just wasn't present. He was never there. We lived like two houses down from a bar and he was just always there. I literally had the bar phone number memorized by the age of, I don't know, 10. Like that's how I grew up. And my parents would fight because he wasn't there. He was like literally down the street, but couldn't like spend time with us at our house. But I think that's where a lot of my anxiety stemmed from. And whether you struggle with anxiety or depression or maybe something else too, like, I just want you to know that it is okay. Like, we all have our own stuff that we are working through. We all have our own stories, and that is okay. Like, our stories and our past, whether they are good stories or bad stories, like, they have built us up to who we are today as super strong human beings with, oh my gosh, so much determination and so much drive to leave an impact on this world. I'm glad for my past. Like, thank you, past. Thank you for all of the determination to get me to where I am today. Now, I will say, your past or your story does not have to define who you are today and where you are going. Your past does not define where you are going. I don't care where you've came from, where you've been, what you've been through. Like, you have the opportunity to create the life that you want. And all you have to do is decide, like, this is what I'm doing. This is me. Hello. And I say that kind of jokingly, but actually kind of serious, because you can literally like wake up and be like, okay, y'all, like, this is what I'm doing. This is the life I'm going to live. And that's how it's going to be. So I'm going to tell you a couple of things that helped me to get out of my funk. I am just naturally like a really creative, really inspired, really determined person. That's just who I am. But if I'm in a funk, like, I'm just not myself and I can't be that person. So some things that have helped me, and this literally, like, I feel like I just got out of my funk this weekend, and I'll tell you why. I went to a retreat, and this retreat was for business owners. We went to Nashville. We stayed in a Dolly Parton theme hotel. Oh my God, you guys need to stay there. Everything was pink. If you love pink, you need to stay there. It was so cute. But I was surrounded with like-minded women. Women who dream, women who love business and know they are meant for more. Like, oh my gosh, if you are not surrounding yourself with women or just people in general that don't light a fire under your booty and who are dreamers, who are, you know, maybe into business like you are, people that just know like there's more than sitting in your hometown, especially if you live in a small town, and doing the motions and just being freaking vanilla, okay? Y'all know what I mean. But there is a true magic in being surrounded with people who are like-minded like that. Oh my gosh, you guys, it's really just changing, like life-changing. And anytime I go to a conference or a retreat or anything like that, I come back with a freaking fire under my booty and I'm like ready to like take over the world, right? So I just want to let you know, like, this is probably one of the best ways to get back into your groove and get back into feeling creative and get back into dreaming again, is to just be surrounded by other like-minded people. And I know from experience, especially if you live in a small town and there's not a lot of people like that around you, it can be hard. It can be hard. In my town, I don't have any like business friends or dreamers or, you know, anybody like that in my town that I can just like meet with and be like, you know, let's dream a little. Like, what are you working on? Like, what are your goals? I don't have anybody like that. So it is difficult, especially if you live in a small town like I do. But I will say, no matter where you live, just being surrounded by like-minded people will literally keep you on fire. And I believe the more that I am on fire, the more I am gonna change the world and do the things. And I know because of COVID, there has been such a lack of just being surrounded by humans in general, but especially like-minded people, because conferences were canceled, you know, all the in-person things were canceled. So it's been kind of difficult. And so because of that, I've decided to start something new within the Retail Queen community. And so what we are going to do is once a month, we're going to have a virtual brunch date. So basically, we're going to be able to get on Zoom and connect, talk, you know, share tips, tricks, ask questions, you know, all of that good stuff, just mainly to connect with other like-minded humans, because Jesus, we have been missing a lot of that lately. And I've also been kind of piddling around with the idea of actually doing an in-person brunch for those of my ladies that are local to Kentucky. So if you are local, stay tuned with that. And then I also have something pretty huge that I'm going to be announcing very soon that is going to be amazing for you guys. Okay, so first of all, make sure you are in the Retail Queen community on Facebook. It's a Facebook group. So go and join. If you are not in there already, go and join. That's where I post all of the newest updates first before anywhere else. So that's where you'll be able to get all of the information about the virtual brunch and, you know, in-person brunch, all of that good stuff. So make sure you are in there. We have so much fun in there. But to wrap it up, you guys, my whole purpose of this episode was really to just say like, hi, I'm still alive, y'all, first of all. And number two, like, it's okay to be in a funk sometimes, but I just want you guys to know that there are ways to get out of the funk and to feel better again. And I just want you guys to know that you are not alone with whatever you are going through. You will be surprised at how many other people have been through or are currently going through the same thing that you are going through right now. And literally sometimes all you have to do is kind of just like share your story and be honest and be like, hey, like, this is what I'm going through. Is anybody else going through this too? Like, let's talk. Or if you're not comfortable with sharing that with people, message me. I am like probably one of the least judgmental people you will ever meet. And I'm here for all of you guys. And I want you to know that you are not alone in whatever you're going through. And I don't know what you're going through, but I just want you to know that for some reason, I felt very called to speak on all of this today. So if you're listening to this still, it is for a reason, and just go ahead and take this as your sign. This is a sign that it's going to be okay, first of all. This is also a reminder that you are one freaking special human. And you know deep down that you are meant for more, okay? I know it. You know it. Let's just put it out there, okay? You are meant for more. This episode is brought to you by my brand ambassador blueprint. If you did not know, yes, I have an entire blueprint teaching you how to create and run a successful brand ambassador program. This not only helps you increase brand awareness, gain new customers, and earn extra revenue each month, it also leaves a positive impact on your existing customers and community as a whole. So far, we've been able to earn an extra $4,000 a month in the boutique just from our Brand Ambassador Blueprint alone. Not only that, but we've gained hundreds of new followers and plenty of new customers from all over the country. Head on over by following the link in the show notes and then keep me updated on your success with your new Brand Ambassador program. All right, y'all. So a couple of things that have changed. My Instagram handle has changed. It is now at the retail queen _. So if you are not yet following me on Instagram, follow me. I love to follow people back and cheer you on in your business journey. And then again, if you are not yet in the Retail Queen Facebook community, make sure you do head on over there. That way you can stay updated on all of the things Retail Queen. I've got a lot of exciting, knowledgeable content for you guys coming up, and I'm just so excited. I hope you have a fabulous day. Let me know what you thought about this episode on Instagram. And I will talk to you in the next episode.